A man and a heathen boy were carried to the Mikonari's hut and laid upon bearskins. They looked dead, so the superstitious Indians left them alone after sunset and went feasting on the fish. But Billy Rufus woke from insensibility. How long had he been lying there? Where were the people for whom he had risked his life? What about the boy? Was he really dead? Could anything be done for him? How much time had passed since they had fallen into unconsciousness? Then began another fight with death, William Rufus Holly struggling to bring Wingo to life. He talked to the dumb face, prayed in a kind of delirium, shook the body, rubbed it. He forgot he was a missionary and cursed himself.
For them, for cowards, I risked the life of a brave boy. Wingo, speak, come back.
It seemed to him that he had been working for hours when the eyes of the boy slowly opened. A cry of joy came from the missionary, who soon made him drink some brandy. Billy Rufus the cricketer had won the game, and the Reverend William Rufus Holly never repented the strong language he used against the Athabascas as he was bringing Wingo back to life. He had conquered the Athabascas forever. Even Silver Tassel acknowledged his power. The result was so great that when Knife in the Wind died, the tribe wanted Billy to raise their chief from the dead. They never believed that he could not even Silver Tassel, who now rules the Athabascas and is ruled in turn by William Rufus Holly, which is a very good thing for the Athabascas.